Affidavit released. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. 38 pages of justification for the raid on former President Trump's home, but 20 of the pages were significantly or completely blacked out. In the parts we can see, the FBI argued it needed to keep the operation secret.
It says premature disclosure of the contents of this affidavit and related documents may have a significant and negative impact on the continuing investigation and may severely jeopardize its effectiveness by allowing criminal parties an opportunity to flee, destroy evidence stored electronically and otherwise, change patterns of behavior, and notify criminal confederates.
Fox's David Spunt, former President Trump, responding on his social media platform, calling the redactions a total public relations subterfuge by the FBI and the DOJ, and said Judge Bruce Reinhardt should never have allowed what he called the break-in of his home. The Trump legal team has filed an additional motion with the court, asking again the appointment of a federal master to oversee the handling of the documents. Federal Reserve Board Chair Jerome Powell telling an economic conference in Wyoming the Fed will use every tool at its disposal, including more interest rate hikes to rein in inflation, while admitting those steps will cause more economic pain.
While higher interest rates, slower growth, and softer labor market conditions will bring down inflation, they will also bring some pain to households and businesses. These are the unfortunate costs of reducing inflation. But a failure to restore price stability would mean far greater pain.
Wall Street down sharply on the Powell speech, the Dow losing 1,008 points, NASDAQ down 497, the S&P 500 141 points lower. In Ukraine, iodine tablets are being handed out to people who live near the giant Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, currently in the hands of Russian invaders. There are fears continued fighting in the area could lead to radiation leaks or a nuclear tragedy. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
There's been a guilty plea from a man arrested for plotting a terrorist attack in New York City.
The Department of Justice says Awais Chaudhary, a naturalized citizen from Pakistan living in Queens, New York, had plotted attacks on pedestrian bridges over the Grand Central Parkway and the Flushing Bay Promenade. Prosecutors say he asked people he believed to be ISIS supporters about what kind of knife to buy and how to commit the attacks. At the time of his arrest in 2019, Chaudhary was 19, and his attorney said he was goaded into buying the knife by an undercover agent and that his talk of an attack was little more than a fantasy. He pleaded guilty Friday in federal court in Brooklyn to attempting to provide material support to ISIS, and he faces 20 years in prison at sentencing. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The Secret Service says it's recovered $286 million in fraudulently obtained pandemic loans from roughly 15,000 bank accounts and is returning that money to the Small Business Administration. A ballot initiative attempting to roll back election reforms in Arizona will not appear on the November ballot. The Arizona Supreme Court upholding a lower court's finding that backers didn't gather enough legitimate petition signatures. A new study updates the cost of raising a child in the U.S.
A married middle-income couple with a child born in 2015 can expect to spend about $310,000 from birth until that kid turns 17. That analysis from the Brookings Institution, LendingTree did similar research and found basic costs for raising a child is about $20,000 a year. The company says the place it's most expensive to bring up your progeny, Washington, D.C., at nearly $29,000 annually. The least expensive place to bring up a kid, Mississippi, at about $14,000 a year. Till NATO, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.